Wer kurz nicht aufgepasst hat, wird auf der Bühnenleinwand nicht verstehen, was abgeht. Es herrscht Stille auf dem CSD in Freiburg. Die Leinwand zeigt eine Videoaufnahme von Oktober 2020, aufgezeichnet in einem Gerichtssaal in Russland. Die 47-jährige Journalistin Irina Slavina hat sich selbst dort in Brand gesetzt.
The law is collapsing. And if law is collapsing, people need to change the law, because it's law serving people.
Wird mir Maria mahnend im Anschluss von ihrem Auftritt sagen. Aber sie spricht nicht von Gerichten in Russland, sondern von denen in Europa. Ihr Beispiel, der Umgang mit hiesigen pro-palästinensischen DemonstrantInnen.
Because many people are ending up in prison because of supporting the Palestine. And basically, like these people are not Hamas supporters. Especially like this topic is interesting in Germany, right? Because you guys are like, you don't know what to do. So it's kind of fucked up.
Riot Days ist kein Entertainment-Programm. Die Performance über Maria Aljochinas Erinnerung an die Pussy Riot-Proteste, die Aufarbeitung der Gefangenenschaft, die Flucht, die andauernde Willkür von Staatsgewalt sind unbequem. Auch weil sie die geballte Antworten auf Fragen zu einem möglichen Umgang mit Russland zu geben scheinen. Fragen, die sich hier mehrheitlich kaum einer stellen möchte.
That people here are not asking questions, so they just have opinions. They're very often like choosing opinions like starter pack. I don't know, like and not asking questions. It's very important to ask questions every day yourself and about the past. And I think like what we're doing with our show, we're just telling a story. This is like a document. It's a document. If you can see, this is all this old story happened like 10 years.
Sagt Tasso, einer der beiden SängerInnen. Und die Medien? Werden dort die richtigen Fragen gestellt, erkundige ich mich bei Eric und Maria.
No, I think that they don't understand the extent of what's going on in Russia in terms of censorship and people's freedoms taken away, and they ask us questions why people aren't protesting on the streets, understanding that you'll be, like, killed. You can't gather, you can't protest, you can't do anything.
And you basically watched the show an hour about that, like,
yeah.
How
and
could
then
you
ask after if people in Russia why they're not protesting, or ask how many percentage of people support Putin, when you can't actually have these numbers because you can't call the war, you can't speak up on social media, you can't do anything. So these numbers don't reflect actual truth.
Mostly they completely fucking don't understand anything. I mean, the problem is that, like, we are here. I personally understand that, for example, we are in Germany. People are asking about, for example, current situation in Germany. And Russia is not Mars, Russia is not Venus. Russia is fucking nearby. Russia is very close. So Russian propaganda, secret services, all the package, right, all paket is working here as well, still. It's everything is like on the place.
Daher geht es zumindest Erik darum, mit der Show aufklären zu wollen.
Come to see the show and happy to educate people who don't know so much, especially at Pride today. People are here to party and have a celebration, and they can dance and cry to our show, and we can teach them. And Masha and I go to merch after each show and hear from people about what they experienced during the show not being what they expected to see when they came, and that's my favorite part, is surprising people and educating people.
Zu lernen und zu begreifen gibt es während der Performance viel. Dazu gehört es für Maria vor allem, die Show fühlen zu können.
I want people actually to feel. And because many artists still like have this thing that they are like mostly entertaining. And here you can feel different feelings, because it's sometimes a riot, and sometimes you go to the death, and sometimes it's number of completely different feelings, and you like a boat which is like going through them. And if we are managing to like take these people to the boat and lead them to what was going on, that's nice.
Was Pussy Riot mit Riot Days uns mitfühlen lässt, ist ihre Wut. Diese richtet sich gegen Machtstrukturen und nicht gegen Menschen. Damit wirkt es geradezu befreiend und schafft es so, eben nicht in den Hass zurückzufallen, der sonst mit dem Gefühl der Wut provoziert wird. Insbesondere Tassos Wut konnte sich das Publikum nicht entziehen. Mit einem in den Mark einbrennenden Blick wurden wir mit Wasser und anschließend mit den leeren Flaschen beworfen. Und die Wut war nicht vorbei, als ich Tasso nach der Show zum Interviewen antraf.
I feel anger every day because I think that like European people too relaxed. And Europe feels like itself like a huge island, which is like small island actually, which is flying in the far away in the space, far away from the other world. I think like people in Europe like to relax, and sometimes they like to have opinions without checking what they're talking about. And when you want to talk about war, you have war here. You have a lot of people who come from multiple wars to talk to these people, to be aware, and just. I don't know, rights to talk, it's also responsibility, because millions of people around the world do not have this right. And so if you're living in the free place, you have responsibility for all these voices also.
Der Tag hätte für ein Interview mit einer queeren, geflüchteten, antiimperialistischen Band nicht bezeichneter sein können. Die Pride in Freiburg überschneidet sich mit dem Weltgeflüchteten-Tag. Ich spreche mit Maria, während das Deutschlandspiel der Männer-Fußball-WM läuft. Als sie über die Gewalt spricht, die gegen Schwulen in einem autoritären Regime ausgeübt wird, hört ihr die Menschen im Hintergrund jubeln, weil in den USA ein Tor für Deutschland fiel. Warum das jetzt auf perfide Weise ironisch ist, könnt ihr euch selber denken.
Like, I've seen people are beating other people for being gay. Quite brutally. I've seen police indifferent to that. I've seen police beating people for being gays. And it's nice to witness something different here. At the same time, I do understand that this is an order from the state, but not the opinion of people. And we don't know what is really going on in the heads. In Russia, for example, majority of people whom I personally met in uniform, they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. Because Russia is quite a poor country. And many people, especially at regions, they don't know how to survive. They don't know how to feed their family. They think that they don't have another choice. Many people kind of don't understand that it's not so such a long period from, for example, reality where rainbow flag was like not possible at all. There was not like a celebration. That was just completely bad. And for example, in Russia, inside Russia, this is we had a tattoo band sent to Eurovision, like two girls kissing on the stage, yeah. Like when I was a teenager, and now people are like sent to prison for rainbow avatar or like something in Instagram for 5 years. And it's historically, it's nothing. Historically, it's even not a part of like historical period. So to collapse what you have is not so difficult, and in Germany it's quite a warning alarming situation, because you have almost a third of your country voting for AfD. AfD are like openly support Putin's regime. They are like how we can say it, like. They will like fuck up all the migrants, right? Doesn't matter which color of the skin they have, doesn't matter which sexual orientation they have. They will just simply kick out people. And some of these people will die. Like, my opinion that if things will stay like they are, right-wing people will take the power in your country in the next 2-3 years. Like 5 maximum, right? And it will be different country. So just be aware. Look what happened like in Russia. It will be different here, but could be the same way. And do whatever.
Maria macht deutlich, wo die Verbindungen im Kampf gegen Armut, für LGBTQ+-Rechte, für die Rechte von Geflüchteten und gegen imperialistische Regime liegen. Die Mitglieder des aktiven Pussy Riots Kollektivs sind erst Ende letzten Jahres wieder zu exorbitanten Haftstrafen verurteilt worden und zählen in ihrer Heimat als extremistisch. Während ihre Wut laut und ihr politischer Auftritt global ist, zählt für sie vor allem der Widerstand, der im Kleinen stattfindet.
Talking about resistance, it's really important to support small groups of people or people who surround you. And the thing is that without this support, no resistance could be done. And it's very important to support not only people you know, and try to look around, maybe find people you never know before, and try to communicate with them. Try to understand what needs of them you could cover.
Yeah, if you want a strong hand, yeah, like some right people telling this, like strong hand always looking for someone to choke. And so about resistance, it's not always can be loud and can be small movements, like to talk with people with who you disagree, to talk to your neighbors, to talk to people around you, to not close your ears and eyes. Resistance can be a small movement to just like once see injustice and decide to say no